Triple J, I have on the line Fletcher Drag from Pennywise. Sir, is it correct in saying happy birthday for this week?
It's getting pretty close, yes. Yeah, when is it? Saturday? I didn't even think about it, yeah.
Think about it, really. There's no parties planned?
No, I'm trying not to think about birthdays anymore, you know. We got to pretend like they don't exist at my age, right?
Yeah, when you get like 30 and stuff, you have to think about that sort of thing.
That's right. You want to hide that from the people.
Are you doing well? I know that you had to spend a bit of time in hospital recently. Are you okay now?
Yeah, I'm pretty good. Basically, the doctors like told me I was, you know, on my deathbed for a couple of days and admitted me to the hospital. And I don't take well to people telling me things I don't like. So I just kept questioning. And finally, they came up with the test results and said, you know, we made a mistake. We think you're fine. We're going to take you off your medication and set you free right now. Go get on an airplane and go home. I was like, thanks a lot for scaring the hell out of me for the last, you know, 72 hours.
Wow, the lesson learned. Just question the doctors when they say that you got to stay in.
Yeah, I mean, it was the third doctor I saw, and I just kept saying, you know, asking him specific questions, and he just couldn't answer me. Finally broke out the test results, and I looked at him. I said, what the hell is this? This doesn't say what you told me. And he's like, yeah, I think they made a mistake. We're going to retest you. And they retested me and it came back 100% perfect. I mean, I got a couple things going on that are not related to that, but they thought I had some blood clots in my lungs, scared the hell out of me, had me shooting up blood thinners in my stomach, you know. So, yeah, but I think the only good thing was I lost about 10 pounds in the hospital because the food was so terrible.
I'm sure you're still a very scary-looking man, Fletcher, so it'll be...
I am not small.
You're not a small man. I was just worried because when we talked to Matt from the Bronx when they were out for the big day out, and, of course, he retold that story of you on stage with the Bronx at Soundwave in Perth, like with the beer glass and stuff. We don't need to go into details. It was quite graphic. There was a lot of blood, but there's been no repercussions of that.
No, that's fine. It looks like I got a scar on my stomach that looks like I got a liver transplant. That's about it. So I just tell people, yeah, liver transplant, I'm good for another 20 years of drinking. So either that or I got attacked by a great white. But that incident, I mean, you know, the Bronx is the greatest band in the world right now, so why not give them a little love and show people that how much I like them in my demented alcoholic state. But I think the funniest part about that is telling the doctor that I did it myself at the hospital and that she could only stitch me up if she did a lot of stitches with no Novocaine. So she wanted to do a psych evaluation on me immediately, and I said, come on, I'm just having fun, you know, and got an intern in there, and I let three or four interns, or, you know, whatever they call those people, kids, basically stitch me up with no Novocaine and practice on me for about 25, 30 minutes, so it was pretty comical. I wish I had a video camera for that one, but,
That is, you know. Yeah, if anyone needs to learn how to be a doctor, just go and see Fletcher. Just come to a Pennywise show. Your idea. I think people are starting to understand, if they don't know about Pennywise, why the new album is called All or Nothing. We're going to listen to a song right now. This is All or Nothing on Triple J. Pennywise and Fletcher is on the phone. Triple J, that is All or Nothing, the title track from brand new album by Pennywise, just been released, and Fletcher from Pennywise is on the phone and on the guitars, some mad guitars there, sir. And I've got to say, we started playing that song a few weeks ago. People started texting, first of all, you know, how much they love it, as always happens when we play something new by Pennywise. But, of course, this is the first song we're hearing with Zolli singing, and people are loving that as well, saying that it makes you sound a little bit like old school Offspring.
That's kind of funny. Like, I look at that song as more of a hardcore song that I do an Offspring song, and I know Zolli's got a higher register than Jim, but I mean, I've always been an Offspring fan, so I take that as a compliment, if anything, but I don't really get that one 100%, but hey, everyone's entitled to their opinion.
You're not planning a Pretty Fly for a White Guy or something like that soon?
Yeah, I liked the Offspring back in the day of Sessions and Smash. Yeah, we're definitely not going to be having any Pretty Fly for a White Guy hits anytime soon.
Hey, so the new album is called All or Nothing, and it's got to be like quite a different feeling in the studio. You lost a member years ago due to tragedy, but this is your first album with a different singer. What did it feel like going in with Zolli instead of Jim?
It was crazy. I mean, it was very crazy. Zolli came right out of the box telling us what to do and what we needed to do, and we were like, no, that's not how it works. You are not an Ignite anymore. You are in Pennywise, and we tell you how it works, or we tell each other how it works, more importantly. And it took him a while to adapt to the democracy thing and no matter how good you think your song is, if the other three guys don't like it, it's not going on the album, you know? And, you know, if three people are telling you your song sucks, your part sucks, your lyric sucks, or your guitar lead sucks, you know, you might want to start listening to them because they might be right. So it's a painstaking process. But the good part was, you know, in the old days of Pennywise, no one cared about anyone's feelings. You said what you meant, and you didn't care if the guy got pissed off. It didn't matter. And I think that's what made the early Pennywise albums, you know, some of my favorite. And we kind of got back to that because we had no problem telling Zoli if he brought in some crap. And, you know, and he would have no problem telling me if I brought in some crap. So we had some pretty good fights and some pretty good yelling matches, almost a couple fist fights. But he's the kind of guy where you can do that and still go out to lunch and laugh about it 20 minutes later. It doesn't matter how crazy it gets and how heated it gets in there. 20 minutes later, it's forgotten and we're friends again. So that's a really cool atmosphere. And I think going into this, you know, we didn't really know what to expect. And it was that when we finally got in there and started hearing these Zoli laying down the tracks, we were like all blown away saying, holy shit, this guy can really sing. And he really started showing us what he had. And to me, it's my favorite Pennywise album in 10 years. And it feels more like Pennywise now than it has in, you know, since Jason was in the band. It's weird to say that because Jim's gone, and Jim was a huge part of Pennywise and a great singer and a great frontman and one of the best voices in punk rock. But I really feel like we're back to the beginning where everyone's just happy, everyone's positive. And then just because one guy doesn't want to do this anymore, one guy's not having fun, doesn't mean we're going to stop. We're not going to change the band name. We've been doing this 20-something years. You know, I started this band. I'm not, you know, Jim's not happy, wants to go. Okay, fine. But I'm not stopping. Byron's not stopping. Randy's not done playing Broham. And we just want to play good music, travel the world, and do what we love.
I love that that a good sign of a band having fun is that you're having fist fights and trashing stuff again in the studio.
That's it. We're raised in the punk rock world, man. This is not, it's not Bon Jovi.
You listen to Triple J with the Doctor and Fletcher from Pennywise on the telephone. So you did mention that your band is no Bon Jovi, but you've got to check out some of the harmonies on your new record.
Oh yeah, we have it all right now.
Whoa. I mean, there is some big, big melodies and harmonies on this record.
You are correct. And my dogs are barking when I close this door.
That's what happens when you hear big, big harmonies. Your dogs go crazy.
That's right. I think they were tone deaf.
What are your dogs' names?
We got Bentley and Peapod. Bentley's a big white Labrador, and Peapod is a 80-pound pit bull who I took in the grocery store last night here and at the supermarket, and just walked him around on my leash and did my shopping for about a half an hour, and everyone was like, what the hell are you doing? Because it's not legal to bring a dog in the supermarket. Mm. Let alone a pit bull, so it was pretty funny, but not one person that worked there said one word to me.
Well, you're almost 7 foot tall, and do you still have a mohawk?
No, I shaved it off the other day, so.
A bald.
I'm still ugly, and no one wants to talk to you, especially if you have a pit bull in a supermarket.
I'm talking to Fletcher from Pennywise at home with his pit bull and his Labrador. You guys played South by Southwest, and I don't know if this is actually your Twitter, the Fletcher Drag Twitter, but did you really see Robert Plant from Led Zeppelin hanging out at a taco stand drinking $2 beers?
It was awesome. It is me tweeting. Yeah, Randy, we were arguing because Randy, our bass player, is such a freak, as you know, about food and germs and black mold in hotel rooms. We stood on the street corner for 15 minutes while he looked at every restaurant in the vicinity and said, I'm not going there. Look at that place. Look at the sign. Look at that. Look at this. Look at that. And we finally, I talked to him to go into this crappy little Mexican joint. We sat down. We started to eat. And then 5 minutes later, Robert Plant comes in, sits down, orders tacos, and starts drinking $2 beers. And I go, how are we looking now, Randy? Is this is it fit for you? If it's fit for friggin' Robert Plant, it better be fit for you, buddy. So it was pretty awesome. We actually took some pictures of him, but we didn't bother him. We just said, hey, we eat tacos with Robert Plant.
Pennywise eats tacos with Robert Plant. Very, very good. Is it weird doing, like, I mean, 23 years into the band life, playing South by Southwest? Like, how does the usual album, record, and touring cycle change for a band like you guys?
Right now, we're in a spot where we can do anything. We got a new singer. We need to get the word out. We went out and did it because we got Zoli in the band, and he wants to tour. He wants to tour all over the world.
Well, in that case, Fletcher, I will ask you one last question. Since Zoli's up for touring, and it's been over a year, so you must be overdue for an Australian tour for Pennywise.
we're definitely coming. I think we're looking at August, if I've heard correctly from the booking agents. I mean, you know, it's one of our favorite places to come play. You guys got some of the best fans in the world down there. We'll be looking at probably doing some club shows, getting back to the clubs for a minute, and I think probably August. So hopefully everyone shows up, everyone knows the new album, and we have a good time.
It's the Doctor on Triple J.